Welcome to the Balanced Perspective Podcast, where we're going to be challenging perspectives on what it actually takes to be successful in both business and in life. I'm your host, Terri Ann Richards, and with 16 years as a serial entrepreneur, I've experienced some of life's most epic successes and failures. Join me as we journey on a mission to blow the lid off of some of the best kept secrets to living a life of true success from the inside out. Welcome back to the Balanced Perspective. I am here today with my new friend, Tamara Beckford. She is an emergency medicine physician, the founder of You Are Caring Docs and the You Are Caring Society. And she helps busy professional women, just like me, put their health and wellness first for just 2 hours per month. Over the past year, she recognized that many of her professional women colleagues were eating poorly, missing sleep, not working out, and constantly tired because they were too busy taking care of everyone else. As a busy ER doctor in the middle of a pandemic, a wife and a mother, she knows all too well how hard it is to put yourself first without feeling guilty. Believe it or not, some chronic diseases are lifestyle related, so wellness is essential. Ooh, welcome to the show, Tamara.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
All right. So let's unpack that, because I have experienced burnout. I have seen both sides of the coin when I'm investing in my mental health and my physical health with good nutrition and all of this stuff, what it does for my business. And then I have seen the opposite of when I don't do it, what it does for my business and my life.
And absolutely.
And I think, yes, right now around the pandemic, I'm watching a lot of women that I work with and friends and colleagues really struggle. I don't think this is new. I think we've like put a magnifying glass on it because we've all been stuck home.
Yes.
Yeah. So talk to me about, let's go back and then it sort of bring me along the journey of how you got into being the person that you are today. Bring us back just a little bit before maybe even deciding to be a physician.
Okay. Alrighty. So I am originally from Jamaica, West Indies. So family moved to the United States and I was living in New Jersey. This is in the 90s. And I got exposed to what's called a pipeline for those who wanted to go into now we call it STEM, right? The science, technology. And so I was one of those who wanted to do medicine. So I got the opportunity to attend a program at the school, which was called University of Medicine and Dentistry / New Jersey Medical School. It's now called Rutgers New Jersey Medical School. And I got the opportunity to take a summer classes or summer program, I should say, there, got exposed to the health careers. And then lo and behold, I'd say that maybe it was around maybe 10 or so years later, I actually became a student at that same school. So as time progressed, I did medical school in Newark, New Jersey, and then I did my training in Philadelphia. And there for 3 years, trained in Philly. And then I moved to Houston, Texas. So I've been in Texas now for like over 12 years, doing life as an ER doctor and becoming a mom. And, you know, life appears to be great and grand. However, we know that there's something missing. And people are probably like, well, how can there be something missing? You're a doctor. You've done so many years of training and you've got it. Like, you know, that's it. That was the end. That's what you worked towards. And yes, that was part of the story. But after a while, you start looking around and like, how can I make a bigger impact? Mm. So boom, there we go, pandemic. And then you're like, well, how can I make a bigger impact from the fact that you're on the front lines in a pandemic with this virus? But still, there was a crave to do more. And I started looking around and I saw, like I said, you know, my colleagues and I were working consistently, but there are certain things that started to fall off. And I'm pretty sure for all who are listening, you can probably identify, because you know, we have those who were doing well with their nutrition, fitness, exercise. It was great. You know, even I did a 5K. I did the Houston 5K rodeo run. And I mean, I had my rodeo shirt. I was great. That was February 2020. But by March, everything changed, right? Mm-hmm. So I stepped into the entrepreneurial space. And initially, my urge to help was I started doing telemedicine. I started a business, a telemedicine business. My goal for entrepreneurship was to help others, but also to have more time with my kids. And I realized that I wasn't able to do that working full-time in the ER and coming and doing full-time telemedicine business. So how can I still make an impact? How can I still help? So I looked out and I looked around and things were just changing. My colleagues, they were just starting to become disheartened, and not disheartened with medicine, but just life. It's just like, what is the point? You know, we're here, we're working so hard. People are dying around us. Doesn't even make any sense that I look into being healthy. What am I even exercising? I could die next week. Maybe this is the end. Maybe this is the apocalypse. You know, like, you know, like, what is the point? And so I started saying, well, why don't I try to find a way to just help our busy professional? Because when you're busy, the last thing you want is to add something else on your plate. Right? Mm-hmm. So if I go and I'm like, hey, Terriette, I know you're super busy, but your health and wellness is so important. I want us to go on and we're going to do 5 hours of gain. And you're just going to look at me like, this chick is crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
super busy. So my goal was to, how can I ensure to let you know that your health and wellness is so important. It's so important for you to put yourself first. However, not make you feel overwhelmed or add to the overwhelm that you already had. And that's why I said, well, why don't we pare it down to just 2 hours a month? Like, you know, there are 730 hours in a month. Now, when you put it in that perspective, 730 hours in the whole month, I know that I can find 2 hours for myself, right? Put yourself first, get reinvigorated, and then you can now tackle everything that's going on in your life. But the most important thing is that you're doing this for you. And in doing that for you, you end up everything else that you're why you're working, you're wise, you're really enhancing that because you are at the center of all of this. So that's how the Your Care and Docs came about and the society came about.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about these 2 hours a month. Because that almost, when you think of
awesome, right?
It, yeah, it basically sound like, what could I possibly achieve in 2 hours a month? How can I become more mentally and physically healthy? Yeah. Talk to me about this.
You were like, where is this unicorn?
Share.
Okay. So this magical way of doing 2 hours a month, there are two ways to do it, right? You can do 30 minutes once a week. There are 4 weeks. Boom. You've got your 2 hours, right? When you break it down like that, just 30 minutes, yeah, I can do that. So what I did was build a society for women to do that. And how do you do that? You learn techniques. You get accountability because these 2 hours are for your health and wellness. And health and wellness is a myriad thing, right? It's not just one sector. So you have your mind and you have your body with health and wellness. I have paired up some guest speakers, and these are all part of the society. So we have health and wellness with weight loss, weight regain. Now there, I don't know who has not had to deal with that mental stress of, I have lost that weight. Yes. And then, you know, pandemic has come and then you step back on the scale, which you've been avoiding. And then you're seeing the opposite of what you want, right? Mm-hmm. There's something that happens with your mind, but how can we get you back on track? And to realize that it's okay, but let's start from where you are now, right? So these are things that you can do on your own. So those 2 hours, you're like, okay, maybe I'll make a meal plan. Maybe I'll decide to work with a coach. What I've built is a society so that you can help support each other, network of friendships who are given positive encouragement and accountability. Mm-hmm. And then you still have other aspects of your life. How about now that I'm trying to get into that, can I develop this habit and sustain it? that's a challenge, right? Because I don't know about you, because I started trying to do yoga. I'm not a pretzel yet, but I haven't done my yoga for this week yet, but I have my accountability. So you best believe before I get to my accountability group, I will be doing my yoga to ensure that I get it done. Now, am I forcing myself? No, because the benefit comes afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. After you do those things, you feel so refreshed. And you're like, well, why didn't I do this before? But we all know how the mind works. Mm. The mind is resistant to change.
So am I to understand then this is for the woman who by nature doesn't normally do this? Like that, because again, when you think of just as Nike said, just like just do it, just start, right?
And
it's in the start that I think a lot of people struggle because it's the all or nothing mentality. I got to work out 5 days a week. I got to eat healthy every day, all day. And it can seem daunting to a lot of individuals because you're trying to change not one habit, multiple habits all at once. Mm-hmm. And so what it sounds like is you're trying to almost introduce somebody into the space of you just got to do this one thing, the small thing. And mm-hmm. then from there, it's like a stepping stone.
Absolutely. And you introduce that small thing and a small period of time so that it doesn't feel daunting, right? And when people hear self-care, the first thing they think of is, oh, manicure, pedicure, oh, we're going to the spa. That's wonderful. But that's just part of self-care. Self-care begins from the inside, you know? Self-care begins with, hey, did you make that appointment? That's self-care. Mm-hmm. What about your annual physical? That's self-care. You went to get your annual physical and the doctor said, oh, don't forget, we need these labs. That's self-care. Like we forget certain aspects of our life. So health and wellness, I should say, all are part of self-care. And now why is this so important? Because especially for us women, there's a statistic that says that there's 78% of women for more of the day, you're taking care of other people in other people's issues. So that's your work, or you're coming and you're taking care of things at home after work, you're taking care of your kids, and you barely have enough time to take care of yourself. But you are the glue most of the time that's holding the family together. And so that's why I harp on this portion of self-care, because it's so easy for us to say, oh, my kid's coughing. Oh, I'm going to take them to the doctor to make sure that they're okay. And then you have your mammogram and something comes up and you're like, oh, well, I have to switch because this other thing came up. Okay, that's fine. But did you make that appointment again?
Obviously, you're extremely passionate about teaching women to choose themselves first and to put that energy and that focus, even if it's in the minute, the small, because I think it's in the small and the tiny, the big changes over time. You're in it for the long game, right? Absolutely. Talk to me about like, where does that part of your personality? So I always ask people, who do you believe or what do you believe really influenced you to become this person who looks at the world down to the minute?
Oh, that's a great question. So thinking about it, you're right. Part of it is personality driven. And I think especially since I've been trained in this aspect, right? So I've been trained in the sciences, I've been trained in medicine. And I, as you mentioned, I'm an ER doc. So as an ER physician, I describe it as I see some of the worst that happens within our society, right? So with seeing that, I also see the portion as preventable. And it saddens me when I see something and I see a disease process that has gotten to the point where it's no longer treatable or it's no longer preventable, but there was a time when you could do it. And the only thing that stopped that person was either understanding their process or just understanding that they just had to take the time for themselves to do it, you know? So in taking time for yourself, it's not easy, but it can be done. And there are aspects in your life that you have to work on, in that you have to work on a support circle, because in order for you to take time for yourself, you need support to handle some of the other tasks that you have. And I think in the society that we live in, a lot of times we don't like to ask for help. You know, the infamous, I got this. I can always do this for myself. But it's important for us to ask for help because human beings are social beings. So we're kind of meant to work together in order to advance and for everyone to lift as we climb.
Definitely. So I want to ask you some lightning speed questions. I'm always interested in what people have for answers. What is your favorite book and why?
My favorite book, I'd say, turns out to be Simon Sinek. And I love the way you asked me why. It's called Start With the Why. That's good. So it's interesting because I progressed into this space when you went back, and it's interesting, you know, the why, I had to keep coming back to it because if not, then you'll veer off your path, right? And the why in wanting to help and wanting to build something, not just for society, but also build something for myself and build something for my family. Those are my whys. But I want to be able to make sure that at the heart of it is really giving back, because that's how I've been trained. That's part of my natural personality. I have the medical training, but inside, prior to the medical training, there was still that Tamar that just likes to help. Mm. So starting with that why is important.
What is your favorite self-care routine?
Other than sleep. See, that's another one people forget. Sleeping is important. So that's a great self-care routine. So I do love to sleep when I can. You know, I do work nights. So you can understand being a night worker in a day society, it can be challenging. So I try to get my sleep when I can. And then outside of that, I do like to read. I read my Bible, and that's a form of meditation for me.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given, life or business?
Be yourself. I was given that advice early on in life. My dad always posts that, to thine own self be true, you know, as night follows day. I think Desi Dorada. And I'm like, okay, daddy, yeah. But it is true. And then go on in life, and then you hear, you know, being yourself is the best. And then being yourself and be in love with yourself, not in a narcissistic way, but appreciating yourself, your quirks, your nuances. Once you get there, there's a level of freedom that comes with that. That's just unparalleled.
Oh, I love that. What's the one app you cannot live without in your business?
I'm gonna say Calendly. Absolutely keeps me organized.
Totally. So last question, what does perspective shifting mean to you?
Perspective shifting, it has a meaning of small, minuscule changes leading to large shift later on. And that's an important thing, because even those small changes, if you look in life, you know, small changes, let's talk about like an avalanche, right? It all started with a very small flick of snow. If you think of changes in, even in your mind, the small changes from the I can't to the how can I, that small changes shifts, and that's a shift in your perspective. It has a monumental effect, because that small change from I can't to how can I, that's inventory, that's engineering, that's science, and that's life itself. That's creating something from what appears to be nothing. But it all started with that small shift. So that's what I see.
Where can people connect with you? What would be the best place for them to go to hang out with you?
Oh, if you want to hang out with me, you can come to my Your Caring Docs page. From there, you can send me a message. You can listen to some of my podcasts there, my Docs with Care podcast. And you also have access to my Your Caring Society.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me today and sharing your truth, your wisdom, a little bit of your journey. And I hope you have an amazing 2022.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Balanced Perspective podcast. Listen, if you liked what you heard, can you give me a review? maybe even a 5-star? All right, have an awesome day.